6 weeks after being named to head the new Technology Transformation Service, Phaedra Crousos is leaving the General Services Administration. Her last day is July 15th. Crousos says the civil service was a pleasant surprise from the private sector, and she hopes the office will keep developing. Crousos spoke with Federal News Radio's Meredith Summers.
Before coming to government, I was a startup entrepreneur, and I started and sold two companies in New York. And I came to government as part of this tour of duty that many people in the digital service have, coming in thinking you'd stay for 6 months or a year and you'd see if you could get anything done within this kind of like black box of what you imagine the government is from the private sector. And I came in and I can't believe I stayed for as long as I did. And during the 2 years, GSA was a really forward-thinking environment to be embedded in. And we were able to build two organizations from scratch. So in the first year, we built out the customer experience office. So as GSA's first chief customer officer, I worked with Dan Tangerlini very closely to build out an office that has today a dedicated team and a budget that works on everything from tenant satisfaction to small business procurement, the experience of small businesses procuring with the government. And in the second year, he asked me to lead a team called OXIT 18F at the time, and that was the Office of Citizen Services, 18F, and the PIF program. 18F was about 45 people at the time, and the idea was, can we take these three organizations, can we scale them and their impact, and can we bind them together and create the third leg of the stool at GSA, which was really kind of outlandish and ambitious at the time. I spent a good 10 months just focused on, like, can we build out that third leg of the stool, the Technology Transformation Service? So looking back on 2 years at GSA, it's been really intense, kind of like, you know, being part of a campaign or being part of a startup. And in those 2 years, we were able to launch the Customer Experience Office and make a great impact with that, and then launch the Technology Transformation Service and set it on a course that I hope, you know, we can attract really great career leadership to come and move this organization forward and kind of weave it into the government even further.
In setting that course, what are you doing short term, and I don't know how much long term you can go since you are headed out fairly soon, for the person who takes your place? What are you doing, and how do you go about doing it?
You know, we've called this the technology service version 1.0, and I've always called myself to my team the commissioner 1.0. And the idea is, you know, that coming from the private sector and from the startup world where things go through seed stage and series A stage and series B stage and kind of like growth, typical kind of company trajectory and growth trajectories. This is the very, very first start. This is version 1.0. The vision that we have to really like be a truly powerful portfolio of products and services and tools that support the government and its mission to modernize technology is really version 10.0. So we've got hard work ahead of us. First is just scaling our impact, and that's, you know, working on what are the most important products and services for the government? How can we focus our efforts on that? And really, like, thinking about how do we bring the voice of the customer in to better understand, like, what are the next offerings that we're going to give?
Crousos said she wrote the job description for her replacement and will take part in the interview process if things move fast enough.
I would love to see a seasoned executive come to the table. I think someone with my background that used to being a little disruptive and breaking things, for lack of better words, coming from the startup world is great for the first stage of an organization's growth, especially when you're trying to lead people toward a certain vision and you're trying to gather the troops. Mm-hmm. We're looking for someone that's led a large organization and can help scale that organization. And that's a different skill set that requires scaling processes, and really institutionalizing a lot of the things that we've created and moving them forward.
Crousos told me she's already reached out to the private sector to let industry know she's looking for someone who can stay in the organization longer and take the office further. I also asked her what she didn't know going into her role that she'd like her replacement to be aware of.
I learned so much about the government. There's coming here, I've grown to respect federal workers so much. I've grown to respect the way the government operates and the fact that it's its own very unique obstacle course. So, you know, there's no hiding the truth. It's very different from the private sector to get things done in the government. And we've got a really strong team that knows how to run the obstacle course. and the next commissioner will have that team in place to help them basically take their ideas and execute them.
Kind of to pivot a little bit, I know you guys were just on the Hill. Was there anything from that that you can take that you are putting into, whether it's that job description or into your kind of short-term goals and laying things out as you head out the door?
Well, yes, actually. I think that was a great learning experience. It was my first time on the Hill and my first time in the hearing. And I think I was really pleasantly surprised to see how positive and constructive the conversation was. I think we had already started to put the GAO recommendations in motion. So their recommendations on performance metrics, absolutely. For a two-year-old startup, we've got performance metrics, but they can definitely be improved. And like we had already started, as soon as they gave us the draft report, we all kind of nodded, told them that this was an absolutely fair assessment, and we got working on it. What I didn't know going into the hearing and what I learned from the hearing is that we need to communicate more with industry. So there were some misperceptions there in industry's testimony, and I was surprised, but I think I figured out what's happening. I think that we consider ourselves to be very transparent as an organization. ETNF, that is, as an organization, we blog constantly about our work. But I think transparency is not communication, and I think we've learned that through this hearing. We need to figure out how to get this information into the hands of certain stakeholders like those in industry so that they better understand what we're doing and we can have a more productive relationship.
How do you go about doing that, or is that something that you will leave to the next commissioner?
No, we actually started meeting last week trying to think of, okay, what are the ways that we can get this information, this content that we've already created and this information that we already have, into the right hands, and so like any good marketing strategy, you come together, you think of the different distribution channels, and we're going to try and push information through those channels and make sure that everyone stays engaged without being overly burdensome, of course, on the team that's really focused on getting work done, right?
Crusoe said she's taking a month off for maternity leave and plans to hit the ground running in September. Though she didn't share where she's headed next, it will be in the private sector. David Shive, GSA's chief information officer, will be acting commissioner of the TTS until a permanent one is hired. In Washington, Meredith Summers, federalnewsradio.com and 1500 AM.
Share this interview with colleagues. Go to federalnewsradio.com/federaldrive and click share with friends.